sad weakness on us all, that the thought of a man's death howls him anew to us as if life were not sacred too. George Eliot. There is a way in which, of course, we hallow the dead. Their lives now over stand in stark relief. Death is a time of solemn remembrance, of holding our loved ones as a center of attention, to acknowledge our loss and how much we shall miss them. But it's also possibly preoccupied with the dead that we neglect the living. That's what I've done. This is particular danger when our young children, in studies done on the responses to children, a sizable number of children reported feeling overlooked and neglected. Their grief was not acknowledged. I've tried to acknowledge Joey's grief and let him cry and not numb it out. He lost so many people on that ship. Four grandparents and aunt, uncle, six people in 2 years. But Joey has always been part of my mom and papa's life. And I'm so proud of him for helping me take care of them. You have to make sure they feel included in grief if they need to talk. All of us need hugs and reassurance more than protection. There's a fine balance between attending to my own needs and being mindful of the needs of the living who may depend on me for comfort and reassurance. Love you, Joey. You'll be okay. I just didn't expect to lose my parents, my pets, and my belongings, and then to be picked on by the most disgusting lawyers and trash I've ever seen in my life, and cops, and just jealous trolls that have no business saying my name.